everybody. Well, today is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship show. We go to the Lightship. Probably be maybe 20 tell, quarter tell, something like that. And we'll clear the day today. This is a big day for a lot of people, or has been. Has been or was been, I guess. So here we go. Let's clear the date. This is December 24th, 2016. And just wonder what the dark side did on this day a long time ago. Maybe, you know, maybe somebody could do a Google if they had any special events of killing people or something, or, you know, doing something nuclear. Things always happen, you know, on key days, and this would be a big one to suck people's energies out. So here we go. People wait all year for this day, so it's a lot of energy here. So let's clear the energy for the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels okay. And just bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do clearing for a situation that you may have that's going on in your life. Could be physical or emotional. We can take you off of that one specific timeline that you are bringing up right now. Remember, you're bringing up a memory. Clear that one memory and the timeline that's associated with that one memory that you're looking at right now. Remember, it has to appear itself on a timeline. You still could have 1,000 more of those, but what you're looking at is just that one situation. Here we go. I'm going to clear that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie dokie, and we'll bring up our co-host today. Are you out there, Anne?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Happy to be here. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. So if you are new, welcome, and also you'll want to check that out after our show today. There's a lot more information about Ron and the healings and many free healings on there, too. You can contact us even during the show by going to sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or clicking on the BBS Fast Chat link that you'll find on the BBS radio station page. So before we start, I just wanted to say there our next live healing call with Ron will be on January 7th, and that is the wonderful call where he brings in 12 source energy, the 12 months of the coming year, and what the energies are going to feel like. And it's only $20, and you can sign up for and pay for that on Ron's website. You'll get an email then with the phone number and PIN number you need. And then I'll announce the rest of the calls as we go forward. But that's the closest one to today. That'll be our first live healing call in 2017. And I have to say, Ron, that seems like a long way away to me right now because I enjoy your healing calls so much. I'm sure other people agree as well. So let me just check. Oh, tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, which means later in the show, probably at quarter of, Ron, does that feel right?
A quarter about of sounds hour? Close, yeah.
We will be bilocated to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. It's a wonderful opportunity to experience source energy and healing from the wonderful light beings. So you'll want to think of one physical thing you'd like worked on tonight, and either you're going to say it out loud or you can write it down. And also, you can request rooms that you'd like to visit. We already have one request. Somebody wants a mud bath. So we have that request in so far. And please send those in, again, to clsquestions@yahoo.com or the Fast Chat page. So, Ron, shall I go to our emails?
Yeah, let's see what's out there or what's in there.
Oh, I looked up while you were still talking. You mentioned this day in history, so I went to that website. In 1979, Soviet tanks roll into Afghanistan, and then I saw one other thing. Something that happened. Oh, it's the anniversary of the first lighting of the American National Christmas tree. So I guess they waited late that year.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I just when I think of Christmas trees, you know, it bothers me to see them chopped down. You know, anyway, I won't get into that too much. But and then, why don't these people just buy a tree that's living in a pot, with some decorations on it, and even though it maybe only be 2-3 foot high, and then plant it, you know, instead of planting all these trees. I don't know. And even the Boy Scouts sell them. Don't they have any consciousness there? You know, like, oh, gee, many. Anyway, you know. Anyway, that's probably a whole different thing.
Well, you know, Ron, we were driving around quite a bit yesterday, and I noticed what you did. I see many less trees and less Christmas lights this year than I've ever noticed before.
Remember that year? You probably remember we used to, when Nixon was president, and he banned something with electricity or something, and we really called it a Nixmas. Nobody could put up lights or anything. Remember
that?
Oh,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, maybe somebody out there did. Yeah, they called it Nixmas. Yeah, I don't know what year that was, but. Have to be. When was he president? Let's see. Kennedy got killed in '63, so I don't know. '60, I guess. Anyway, maybe there's some people out there who may know. Not that it's needs to be known. Maybe we could clear that. Yeah,
okay.
Maybe get a date when he did that, and I'll clear that because for a lot of people, that was the enjoyment to go around and see all these wonderful lights that people put up, and he squashed it. So we'll see what it is. So,
okay.
I'm sure we got some older people who are listening or middle-aged or something. Anyway.
Well, you know, I'm sure I was still in diapers when Nixon was president.
All right. No. I got it here. There was a power limit out in California. No lights allowed in 1978. Wow. 74, maybe? Interesting.
It was 1973.
Anyway.
I just found an article, what President Nixon did on this day in 1973. And he was he told people to drive less because of gas prices, and then for gas stations to close for 27 hours on weekends. People must have loved that because that was the gas shortage time. And then he urged citizens not to hang Christmas lights.
Oh.
And he wanted to limit air travel and wanted people to drive only 50 miles an hour, not faster.
Okay.
So that was pretty Scrooge of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be good to clear.
Here we go. So if you're involved with that or you remember it, here we go. Let's clear that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. If you feel any different, I don't know. It's been a while, but things still hang on to us. So,
right.
Back to you.
Well, I realize now, too, when I said that they lit the first Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, that is how they used to do things. Like in my parents' day, there were no Christmas celebrations until after Christmas. But I think things shifted over into being so commercial and everyone all the businesses wanting people to buy gifts for Christmas, they shifted that. So Christmas used to start, really, on Christmas Eve and then continue. People would have parties after and keep celebrating, but now it's completely different. So, Ron, what about clearing from us a time we were disappointed as a child. Maybe we didn't get the gift that we wanted.
Okay, so here we go. So, I have to go back to one of your memories there when you wanted something and you got something else, or you got something that was lesser quality than what you wanted, something like that with peer pressure, you know how that goes. So here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, and I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, let's just see what that does there for you. You know, you could be holding a lot of anger out of you. Maybe somehow you were, you were the kid in the family that never got everything because everybody else got it and you didn't, and you were like what, the black sheep, I guess, you know? And, you know, your parents could have honored one of your other siblings or liked them better than you or something. And that could happen. Maybe, just going slightly sideways, but maybe for some reason, let's just say that your parents had four children and you were the last one, and the pregnancy and, you know, the delivery of the first three children were just easy as could be. And then you came and it was awful. So your mother's hated you ever since for all that pain and everything else that she went through having you. And for this, she punished you every year because she didn't get all the right gifts for you. So let's do a clearing for that in case you're one of those children out there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you.
That was a really good one, Ron. You really hit on something there, because I know someone who, it's a woman in her 40s, and her mother still talks about how difficult her delivery was and how much it hurt her, and like really, you know, nasty, like as if it's the daughter's fault. So that was a really good idea you had there. That's a real thing. Okay, so before I get into the healing questions that we have, one listener has a technical difficulty, and in the past, some other listeners have come to people's aid. I do not have any information about technical things, but one listener's having trouble with listening to the shows, and they're asking, should they use Adobe Audition CC? So if somebody out there understands what that is and how to use it and if it's good, if you could help out this other listener who's looking to improve their sound quality, we would appreciate it. I'm unfortunately unable to really be very helpful there. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, they're in Florida. This morning we had a clear blue sky. Later, Walmart was packed. There were ship clouds overhead. Hardly any Christmas lights or songs or people. But the ones I met were relaxed and happy. Okay, that's interesting. Now, I don't know if they mean no ship clouds overhead or there weren't any and then they came. But that's interesting. Hardly any Christmas lights or songs or people. Yeah, I've been noticing the same thing. Okay. We're getting more room requests, so that's good. Thank you.
Maybe they're not Christmas music on those special, like Sirius or something, whatever they get onto, you know. I don't know, you know, the canned music stuff. Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because it seems like that's sort of all part of the plan to get people buying more. So it's funny. So here's an interesting question. Ron, shall I go on with the emails?
Might as well, sure.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the same thing last night. The person has questions about billboard the billboard clearing and timeline crashes. And it's last night someone talked too about a sort of a lifelong issue. And this person says the same thing, and it's similar. They feel they've been used often. Now, this person does say it started in early childhood, and they're wondering what to put in their billboard and timeline crash. They want to really get free of it. And I understand that, you know, like it's kind of, is it good enough to just simply put in the timeline crash being used or being used by people, or do you need to be more specific?
I'd say being taken advantage of.
Okay.
That seems to be more correct to me. I don't know. You know, I don't know. That could work, but just try it and check it every day. And so, you need to check. What I would, if you haven't done the natal barcode, you need to do that. Because you could be having those tracking things on you, bringing that energy to you. That helps you get rid of the energy that's on your natal chart, your astrological chart that's controlling you, and the stars and planets. So that's the first thing to get rid of. The next thing is, you know, always look at it as a gift, and what mileage are you getting out of it being used or being whatever it is that's happening to you? You know, you don't like it, but you need to come into oneness with it. And or you need to see, you know, how people are relating to you. I'm just trying to see, you know, the psychic billboard is probably your best bet. But you need to go deeper to see why it's there, okay? So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it somehow is a little trickier when it's an issue as opposed to, oh, this happened on this date kind of thing. You know, you don't really know why or when it started happening. But hopefully what you said tonight will be helpful to this listener and also the one that wrote in last night. So staying on the sort of Christmas theme, somebody wrote in, about the psychic billboard. After running the Clear My Psychic Billboard all day in the Soul Family Disconnection Clearing, I noticed that at a family event on Thursday, my adult relatives and siblings were friendly to me and each other, but they also seemed to leave me alone, like I was invisible for the most part. To my relief, I had fun playing with the younger children as they were left alone too, while the others turned the buffet brunch into a loud and boisterous party. It was okay with me that I was not part of the clique, as I know I have myself and my spirit with me. Maybe this will help others to understand that when others are changed, it does not necessarily indicate rejection of you.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it last night.
Great.
Yeah, last night someone wrote in about they felt they wanted to clear family rejection, and this person's kind of glad their family rejected them. You know, when you do the clearings, you start to learn what's important, and keeping your spirit in your body is the most important thing.
Yep. So I'll kind of switch the show over just a little bit here. So you may have received or you're going to receive or you have purchased in the past clothing. So just kind of bear with me here. So if you go into a store and you start trying on clothing, and this is probably more that women do than men, who tried it on before you? And do they have bad Scoobies? Okay, so you can go, oh, yeah, you know, I don't want to catch something, you know. But it goes much deeper than that, okay? Since we know that most of the population is clones, and you are getting the cloned pieces of skin off of a clone in the clothing that you're trying on. Oh, you don't want to have there are pieces of skin, okay, in your clothing, because the human body is not going to appreciate that. So if you do get clothing, even if you get it wrapped up in a you know, and it's already sealed, you know, because somebody else had to probably put that thing in that container maybe, but what I would suggest is washing everything that you get as far as clothing, you know, and then drying it naturally. Maybe in a dryer could be better because you're getting it hot. And so that's what I would do, or get one of those ultraviolet lights after you wash it and use that. But you want to get that dead skin, we'll call it, whatever you want to call it. You can call it something else maybe, but you want to get that off of your clothing because it's not human compatible. Clone compatible, probably no problem, but to you, you know, it could be problems. So I'm just curious if anybody out there has tried on clothing and they found themselves kind of itching afterwards, not knowing why, or they get some bumps on their skin or something. We'll just see what happens. But definitely wash all your clothing if you're going to, you know, be getting something at a store that other people possibly could have or have tried that piece of clothing on. So back to you.
Right, Ron. Now, I would add, though, that almost anything you buy, you might want to wash because it's been touched by somebody. And even if you have it shipped to you from online, someone touched it to pack it and everything else. So,
yeah, it may not be somebody, maybe something.
Well, somebody, not a, you know, a person, some kind of body. Okay.
So well, did we get any comments on that, if they have felt that themselves, or now they wonder why they maybe have itches or a rash or something, and they did nothing unusual except go up shopping looking for clothing. So,
right. Well, and this is just an add-on to what you've already told us to just not touch people. And now, you know, it's related anyway. So, Ron, we have a suggestion that you could clear spending too much hard-earned money for gifts and seeing it made fun of or find out it's the wrong thing to buy, like regret and shame put on us.
Okay, so you want a clearing for that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And there could be a situation, too, which we'll clear this. Let's just say that your parents, as you're younger, people normally get bikes at Christmas. Let's say that they bought you this nice bike, and it's exactly what you wanted, and your parents put it on the credit card. And, you know, maybe they're going to pay it off in 4 months or something, right? So, you know, the first week that you have it, you take it out, you don't lock it, and somebody likes it more than you, or who wanted it more than you maybe, or just wanted it, and they stole it. And now you come home and you're crying, and your parents want to know why you're crying, and now, you know, you didn't lock the bike up, so now they're upset with you, probably because they still got those payments on the bicycle, you know? So, anyway, let's clear that if that happened to you. So here we go, or something similar. So releasing that, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you for that. Okay. Let me see. 3 years ago was the first time I ran the Soul Family Disconnection Unlimited Healing. And also did the 4-in-1 with Ron. I discovered that a certain family member with alien and rude tendencies had stopped his lifelong daily routine of emotional abuse toward me. Oh, good. In fact, later he offered to buy me a car, paid for in full. He changed almost 180 degrees, and since I can't avoid his presence, I'm ever so relieved. I also run healings on him, the alien to light and clone to light. He is much more human, and I feel immense relief from being a favorite target every day. I also run over 25 healings a week on myself for the past 5 years, especially the whole life healings are run twice a day. I have the energy to do this now. That's wonderful, and I really love that Soul Family billboard disconnection, too. And that's interesting, Ron. Could you talk a little more about how when we do a healing, even like this person had someone in their life specifically they wanted to heal and heal themselves from, but even when you don't, any healings you do on yourself is going to affect others, right?
Yeah. What can happen is, you know, as you're cleared off of something, maybe you are the trigger point for other people to jump on the bandwagon, you know? So very possibly you could help other people by having them not resonate to your issue. It's not going to necessarily give them a healing, although the healing could work through family members. They do work that way sometimes. I won't say it's that effective, but it does work. But by you taking away the buttons that somebody else had that resonated to you, maybe they'll just be dormant now, and the person could have a better life just because you did something yourself. That won't affect them or heal them with anything. They'll still have the issue, but might go way in the background. That's why you typically want to, what you talked earlier, you know, do your psychic billboard, because that's all the trigger points that you're putting out there. It's all of your judgments that you have typically within yourself. That would be an internal judgment, okay? So you want to clear that out of you so that people won't resonate to you externally and come back into your life with negative things. Well, in a sense, you're not drawing negative people to you or people to cause you problems that you don't even know. You know, you go out to get a cup of coffee maybe in the morning, and on your psychic billboard, you says, "I just got this brand new shirt on or blouse on, and please soil it for me. Bump into me so I spill the coffee on my new clothing." Or, you know, "I'm afraid of getting burned with hot stuff," and they'll read that and go, "Oh, fix her or him." We'll bump into him, and all of a sudden you get burned from that and wreck your whole day. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay, another question about billboards. Can clones read my billboard?
Of course. But they're seeking
right.
data. So they want to interact with you. Well, I would probably guess a lot of your situations besides your soul family will be all the clones interacting with you to get data. They need to engage.
Right, right. So probably they're doing it more aggressively than actual humans.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Ron, several people have written in the past week that they're having issues a little bit, not all the time, but several times. There are different days with breathing. And they're wondering, is this connected to being enlisted? I believe they were enlisted. And you did say something on a show last week about there was something going on with an oxygen attack, I think, and you did some work on it then. But could you just kind of check that out for us? And I don't know if we need some kind of healing or if you could explain to us what might be going on.
Well, there is that underground base in the ocean off of Brazil. And the aliens, you know, created the base. When I was at that base taking out stuff, in fact, they had a lot of, let me think here. I know they had a lot of UFOs that was ready to strike strike the United States here. So that may have been a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, something like that. So in the process of looking at it and investigating, they had an energy field around that that you couldn't really go through to go to the base. So there was a submarine stuck in that. It just was moving, and it got stuck. And naturally, everybody on board died. I don't know what government had that submarine. I know it was not a U.S. submarine, okay? So, you know, I don't know who else, you know, who that would have been, let's put it that way. From there, going in there, I only saw, like, two people walking around with, like, spacesuits on, breathing oxygen. So they didn't want that contaminated air. That was awful. And the aliens could walk around and breathe it, but a human could not. And so you could have been in there investigating that situation. I haven't seen stuff with the underground tunnels that are from Antarctica going down to South America, although it's possible that that could be a problem with the air that's in there, okay? So from there, let's just do a clearing for breathing. So here we go. So cleaning out your lungs, we'll say. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
And
if that helps, you may want to do the alien oxygen clearing. That's a free one.
Right. That's
that can help you also.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they're putting stuff in the oxygen to harm us. So that's what they're doing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Ron. And if and that's something that'll work a few times if some of the people that wrote in about that aren't listening tonight, right? They could benefit from that in a few days or when they listen to the archive.
Yeah, three times, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Thank you. Okay, here's a science question for you, Ron. Does the emotional body have a makeup like an atom, such as having a nucleus with protons and neutrons and electrons moving around the nucleus?
Does it have that? Boy. I would say probably yes. I don't see it that way, but I think that would probably be a correct, a 90% yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Although, you know, how you define it is still a spirit energy, but they do materialize. You know, people who do seances and bring these energies into the emotional bodies, they do become physical because they use the people's ectoplasma, I believe, who's doing the seance to, you know, get the energy so that this thing can have a form to it. Oh, there is a... why don't you talk for a minute? I'll see if I can get a name of a show here. It was, give about a minute. There's a good show on Netflix.
Okay, well, while Ron is looking that up, I will announce the rest of the calls that are happening for the month of January. As I said earlier, the next live healing call will be January 7th. That's a Saturday. I think it's 1 o'clock, but I'll have to recheck that one. And then there's another pin removal call, which is going to be great, also on a Saturday, January 21st. Both of those calls, the New Year's call and the pin removal, are only $20. So I hope a lot of you will be able to join us, and you can sign up for that on the website. And you can be absentee on all of these. Then on January 14th, which is also a Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, is the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call. And during that, in addition to healings, Ron will charge a whole week's worth of water for us. So that's a wonderful call to come on. And then he has 3 Sunday 7-hour healing intensives that are start at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time. And those dates are Sundays three Sundays in January, and that's the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And I think a lot of us are really looking forward to all of those. Okay. Are you back?
Back.
Ron?
So this Great. Is on Netflix, and this is a show that deals with the military, we'll say, fighting invisible type of beings, aliens, although they were created from humans. So the show's name is Spect, S-P-E-C-T-R-A-L. S-P-E-C-T-R-A-L. Oh, you could change the word slightly, and it would be, let's see. What was that? I'll have to think what it was here. Anyway, you can go on. If I get the word here, I'll let you know what it is. But I know the C was like C, so spe, like species. So spe, B, like S-E-E, but it's a C, and then trail. Yeah, okay. FC trail, or species, like species. Anyway, I looked at, forget it. It's all yours, Ann.
It's okay. I went on there.
Yeah.
I'll see if it comes up.
FC trail, yeah. That's it.
I'm sorry,
so,
what?
It's kind of interesting. These are things that we battle with, and this is sort of like some of the energies that we have fought before. Not that it's the same thing. But, you know, the government does have that, the weapon that they're using to destroy them, you know, that is a real weapon that they have in this program that can either destroy or stop somebody's heart, either way. I've seen those. So they're actually showing it in a sci-fi movie. So back to you.
Interesting. And then when I went on Netflix earlier today, I haven't seen it, but they're advertising a new show about time travelers. People have come back from the future. So that might be a good one, too.
Is that the one called Travelers?
Yeah.
I just saw the first one show of that.
How
that
was it?
The first show wasn't bad. So, anyway.
Okay. Yes, you know, somebody wrote in, I forgot to say about the New Year's call, which is, again, January 7th. Ron brings in the 12 source energies, but he also says you can set your seeds of intention for the year and for each month separately if you like. And I know a lot of people will write that down before the call starts and also take notes about how the energies feel, and we kind of discuss it with Ron and get what he feels and, you know, what he thinks might happen even sometimes. Or it's more just the energy. And, of course, all the while Ron is doing healings on us, so it's really wonderful. So, yeah, the 12 different energies of the 12 months. Anything else you want to say about that call, Ron? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'll be giving away a free clearing, a whole lifetime clearing for that call if you're on it, so that'll be nice. You're going to all enjoy it. So, we can go to the light ship in about 3-4 minutes. We have anything else out there?
Yes, I have another message about the Soul Family billboard disconnection. The lighter side of disconnecting the Soul Family. I was afraid to run the Soul Family disconnection clearing, thinking I could lose the help of my family. Instead, I got a bonus, as the family trust manager agreed to fund my husband a monthly stipend, which is actually a great thing, as he is disabled and I don't have to pay for his needs out of my own limited budget. I had only run the first two parts, past family contracts and current contracts, when that happened. Was that due to the clearing?
Possibly. Sounds like it to me.
I would say so. And I remember when I was first doing the clearings, thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to disconnect from certain people, and, you know, having that same thought. And what happens is you get a better relationship with the people. It doesn't disconnect or take anything away, because anything that you lose, it's all dark energy anyway. The light is only removing darkness. So it's never going to really separate you from anyone. So someone wrote in about a painful physical situation they have, Ron, but I don't know if you want to do a healing or if that person could just request that healing on the light ship.
I say just request it on the light ship, probably.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought, too. Okay. Let me see what else we have.
Anybody comment about trying on clothes? Or having
clothes
on
yet.
Or anything?
Not yet.
Critters?
I'm sure everyone's going to be much more careful going forward, Ron. So someone said, could you clear us if we had an accident and damaged another person's car?
Well, you'd want to go on to the whole lifetime emotional clearing, probably. So you should have the unlimited version, so that's what you want to clear, is the emotions of having that done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, it all depends how bad it is, we'll say, and how the other person's feeling about you. You may want to even put their name in, since you probably have their name from the police report, and kind of guess at their age and by clearing and clear them from the emotional part, too. The only reason why I'm saying that is because what if they really love their car and they have a relative who does some kind of, mojo, and you start finding things in your life going south because they're doing these dark side practitioner clearings on you, trying to get you, because they're angry at you and they're paying somebody to do this, or maybe it could be free. So you could have your whole self set up for life having problems because of a car accident. Oh, here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. Oh, here we go. This only works live on the BBS program tonight. And here we go, going up. So bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're there. We're going into a hot tub room and pain release room. And now we have a couple of requests. One of them we mentioned earlier was the mud bath room. So from there, what color mud do you want to have? Well, now you're a choice for that. So here we go. Here's the energy coming to you as you're in the mud bath of your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have someone who wanted to go into the room with goats, so there's always 3 goats coming. And again, it's your choice on what type of goats you want to see. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And do request your one physical healing that you would like to have for each room. And we have one for baby elephants, so here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into this room. We have a room for turtles. You want to see turtles, so now it's your choice. You want a land turtle or water turtle. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to a room with the koala bears. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a room to help release some of your pain. This is the floating magnet room. And here we go. I feel them buzzing around you. So 1, 2, 3, four, and five. And we can go into a room. Let's see. It has, we got blue oxygen somebody requested. So blue oxygen, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? We have a room to go into some of the salt caves. So here we go. And this will be the pink salt. And take some deep breaths here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're coming back down, having our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants come with us now. And you're going to be now put back into time before you're out of time, bilocated, out of time. So here we go. One, coming back down. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, wow. That was really wonderful. I took a really deep breath when you said pink salt caves. That one really interested me. Felt really good. So, as always, we love to hear from people how they felt on their trip to the lightship. If they saw things, because that's fun. I always just know that I feel really good, but I don't necessarily see what's going on up there as some people do. Okay. Somebody wrote in, I've been listening to the archive of the show where you talked about the new children, and they're wondering if they're from the group of new benevolent group of aliens who are still enslaved, right?
I just don't know.
Right. So I don't think there are any new aliens here that are also enslaved, right? Or are there?
Well, they're probably, you know, maybe they just came up from the underground and they look new here. That's what I would probably say. I don't think anything externally, alien groups are coming in from outside of the planet unless they can sneak their way in through some kind of vortex here. So they probably maybe have already been here or have been living here and they're coming up to the surface. So, you know, anyway, I just don't see hardly any invasions coming in here, you know, from other alien races to live here. So, back to you.
Okay. So somebody did write in and said, breathing deeply. Thanks, Ron. I feel so relaxed yet refreshed.
Great.
Oh, and I forgot that I have a really great announcement to make. Ron, as you all know, has a YouTube channel. And if you haven't already gone there and subscribed, you'll want to do that. And it's under Ron Amatron. So it's not Creation Lightship. It's Ron's name, Ron Amatron. And there have been three, I believe, videos added so far, and all the kind of new ones that Ron has done for us, like the Christ Ascension Energy, the Spirit Out and In, the Time Stop, the 12 Source Energies have all been, I think the 12 Source Energies one isn't up yet, but it's going to be posted up there. So you'll always be able to just go to that YouTube page and listen to it, and it'll have, of course, the pictures of the light beings there, which are important to have up when you're doing any of Ron's healings. And there, in addition, what have been there for a while are several of his talks that he's given at expos in the past, and even, you know, the older ones are still so wonderful to listen to, and there's so many healings there. And you can actually listen to those talks three times over and get all the benefits of those healings. Oh, and the other one that's on the way, which is exciting, is the unlimited animal healing. So that's going to be really nice to have on there. So, again, it's Ron Amitron, A-M-I-T-R-O-N. And, you know, click the little subscribe button, and that means you'll get a notification when something new has been added to the channel. And... yes, they're audio clips. They're audio clips, but the picture will be there. No, actually, some of them are video. The new ones are audio, yes. But there are some audio and with video, Ron, of you talking. Okay, someone wrote in to say, I liked the salt room. That's great. I think we've done that one before, but not too often. Someone said they're tracking Santa Claus on a line on a map. Who are they actually tracking? Could be aliens.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that could be interesting. Well, yeah, because you're bringing in something into your reality. Jeez. Anyway, won't go there.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know. You don't know. Well, Ron, we just want to believe that you know everything about everything. So we just keep asking. And also, I wanted to thank the person that put all those new links up on YouTube. And the listener, you know who you are, who created all of those wonderful recordings in the first place, took them from the different shows they were on, and shared them with all of us, because I know we sent them out in email form to so many listeners, thanks to that one wonderful listener. And now, you know, we won't have to keep sending them out. When people ask, you can just all go to YouTube and listen. So thanks to both of you for all that work. Okay.
Thank you. I wanted to bring in some of the time-traveling soldiers. We haven't done that for a long time. So here we go. Maybe you can jot a few down here. So we'll first bring in the American soldiers here. So maybe a dozen of them coming into your room. So if you want them to come in, you know, you can just say yes. If not, just say no. But here they come. You may feel, you'll feel their energy for sure. So here they come, the ones that want to come in and show themselves, let you see them. And they're on the ground level here, so you may actually see some, maybe some heat waves. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, they're coming in now, five, they're here, okay? And so you can sample their energies, maybe say hi to them if you wish. Thank them for doing their job. And next will be the Chinese. So one, two, three, they're here now, okay? And they can all be in the same room together if you like. And next will be the Russians. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm having them listed here. Oddly enough, those are the three that are my bodyguards, those three different nationalities. Next will be the British. So here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's get something, okay, we have Eastern Indian. So here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And the women ones are coming in too, so that's great. Let's bring in something from maybe Australia, maybe Netherlands. So here we go, one, Australia first, two, three, four, and five, and Netherlands, that's probably the Vikings, in a sense. The old Vikings, I think, came from that area, if I'm not mistaken. So here we go, one, two, four, they're big, three, four, and five, and then we have Turkish, so one, two, three, four, and five, and we'll bring in the Iranians here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in the ones from Pakistan. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll see if we get anybody out there typing something in. Who may want something? What else? Oh, well, let's do Eskimos. One, two, three, four, and five. And Native Americans. One, two, three, four, and five. And Africans. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's see here. I'll wait for a couple of requests here from people. Polish, one, two, Polish soldiers, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's see here, German, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's see, Canadian, one, two, three, four, and five. Soldiers from Mexico, one, two, three, four, and five. And Italy, Italian soldiers. So one, two, three, four, and five. And then we have Thailand. So one, two, three, four, and five. Japanese, one, two, three, four, and five. We have Basque. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, Basque.
One, two, three, four, and five. And we got Romans. One, two, three, four, and five. And Egyptian. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if we get a couple more, but the room should be getting filled up. Australians, I don't know if I do that or not, but if not, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
That one was actually Austrians, Ron.
Oh, Austrian.
That was
your... Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I read it wrong. Austrian. Okay. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, we got Scottish. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess Israelis. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I guess I'll probably stop there. So your room's filled up, I'm sure. So that's the different time-traveling soldiers showing you their presence. Well, you can kind of see what they feel like here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was just typing in one more that a person sent, but it's okay if you feel we are crowded enough. Someone wrote in there.
Romanian. Okay, we got it. Okay, one more. Have them scoot over a little bit there in the corner. So one, two, three, four, and five. And, boy, yeah, I could bring in more, but, you know, it can go on forever. But anyway, so hopefully we have your particular race of people or the ones that you maybe relate to more than others, and they're there. So this is the time-traveling soldiers that are keeping this planet free of aliens, alien invasions. So we got maybe 3 minutes to go here. Anything want to talk about or anything coming in? Nobody has any clone clothes or itches or anything. Well, that's good.